Good morning, my mate. Are you feeling any better? I'm glad I was able to help. Even if it was just a little bit. I know it's not easy. Being with me. But you're still here. And I love you. I don't know what I will do without you. So now that we have found this place, I was wondering if you would like to take this to the next level. Yes, that is what I'm talking about. I didn't know how to approach you about this. And are you sure about bonding yourself to me? You don't have to. And this part takes, well, it's more on the soul level than physically. I don't know if you've heard of soul bonding. That is essentially what this is. I mean, there is more, but this is the first step for you and me to become fully mated in every sense of the word. I have taken the liberty to make a nest for us. It's very soft, and it won't hurt your skin or anything like that. Everything with a soul bonding is very pleasurable, very amazing, at least from what I've heard. All dragons do that for life, and we exchange part of our soul, so our other half will know how we feel. No, I will not be able to read your mind. No, it's more of an emotional bond, a deep emotional bond. We will know if the others are happy, sad, hurt, and the other stuff. So I was I don't know. Usually soul bonds don't start with any kind of kissing. I mean, it doesn't hurt, it doesn't make it any less real. If it takes away the nerves, then maybe that is what we should do. So if you really want... Well, that was quick. So, you agree, then. In soul bonding, no type of part matter on the body. I mean, we can do stuff afterwards that are very, very nice, but I don't know if we will have the energy. So, if you want to, then... Should we go to the nest? Our nest? Okay, take my hand and I will change into my other form so we can fully do this. Oh. Let's go.